Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The blaze left over 1 million scorched acres in its wake, starting February 29th in Hutchinson County, northeast of Amarillo. It stretched east to cover much of Roberts and Hemphill counties, even reaching partially into Oklahoma. It took 3 weeks to bring this historic fire under control. At least 2 people lost their lives. More heavy losses were sustained in the form of land, livestock, crops. Investigators ruled the blaze was ultimately caused by a broken utility pole that, when it was downed, sparked flames in the dry grass.
Whenever we see, you know, short grasses, we call those flashy fuels. And so those will burn very, very quickly and can potentially spread very fast.
That's Heather Gonzalez with the Texas A&M Forest Service. Even setting the Smokehouse Creek fire aside for a moment, our state experienced the most active wildfire season in history. First, we hear from Gonzalez about what a so-called normal year looks like for the A&M Forest Service.
On average, Texas A&M Forest Service responds to 1,194 wildland incidents a year involving 462,466 acres.
This year, reports indicate that wildfires burned over 1,200,000 acres in Texas. With the size that the Smokehouse Creek fire reached, that certainly tracks. People who were in the path of wildfires this year can remember the overwhelming scenes.
We started trying to get people out, started watering, you know, the yards, the trees, the house.
Couldn't get in the neighborhood. It was just thick clouds of black smoke everywhere.
Several conditions brought this wildfire season to its historic proportions. Heat was one of them, a big factor for fires we saw this summer. In the case of the Smokehouse Creek fire, dry air and high winds caused the vegetation to dry up, creating the perfect tinder. Heather Gonzalez says it reached the point where even the smallest spark from the most routine home chores could have led to something terrible.
Well, Dean, you know, you see that throwing sparks all the time, mowing the lawn, you know, if you strike a rock or metal object, that can create a spark.
This historic fire and the many others seen in Texas this year have led to some changes in preparedness from maybe an unexpected quarter, maintenance workers. Ian McLean owns a North Texas landscaping company. He says with wildfires' effects on the land and the ease with which it can start from a simple project, handymen are now packing basic fire suppression materials in their toolkits.
A water tank, fire extinguisher, even a bucket of sand. If you're catching a fire in a very early moment, a bucket of sand can extinguish it quickly.
Wildfire risks in Texas historically peak twice a year, in the summer's heat and typical drought, and in the winter's typical cold fronts with that dry air and wind. That means fire departments across our state may soon be suiting up once again. Heather Gonzalez says, don't forget them.
Reach out to your local volunteer fire department. See if there's anything that they need, like waters, Gatorade, snacks. With wildland fires, sometimes we're out there for days to weeks. And so having that support from, you know, our local entities is always needed and welcome.
You can even take this advice from our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff.
Just keep telling yourself when you walk out the door, you're driving around, grass fire danger, grass fire danger. Just tell yourself that a couple of times a day. Just be smart and pray for rain.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.